Quicksilver girl, a lover of the world. She's seen every branch on the tree.
Hi there, and welcome to Drunk Disney Presents The Dark Ride, a Disney Parks podcast hiding in a drinking game. Here we will talk about and rate all of your favorite and not so favorite rides and attractions and eateries. Maybe catch some interesting facts along with our buzz. My name is Ryan, and I'm here with my co-host, Adrian. We are two diehard fans of the House of Mouse, and we started the show because we know that cool people, y'all like this stuff too. We're here to normalize all you adulting Disney files and have a few beverages while we're at it. Now that that's out of the way, let's see, what should we talk about in the wide world of Disney today? Quick service serenade. You gotta eat, right? Well, sometimes you got too much to do in your Disney day to be bothered with sitting and enjoying your meal. Sometimes you gotta get a walking taco and march your ass to the next showing of Fantasmic. For those times when a quickie will just have to do, we have the definitive list for your hangry decisions. So join us for quickies around the studio.
I want to be quick, move at a light speed, never grow up, never come down. I want to be small, walk with small feet, treading the space just above ground. Quick as I can, quick as a cat, quicker than sand, quicker than that. I want to be young, want to be beautiful, making a small, beautiful sound.
Did you know that Albert Einstein wasn't good at math?
I mean, I know he wasn't good with a comb.
I've heard that that's actually a lie, that he was incredibly smart with math. And, you know,
is that something people are saying to make themselves feel better? Because they'll always say they'll be like, Albert Einstein failed high school.
Yeah, and you're like, that's because he was busy creating theorems. He didn't have time for study hall.
Right. Didn't want to do a home ec.
That song was Quick. Eddie from Ohio. That didn't sound like my name is Eddie in the middle. So I don't. That's a weird sounding Eddie name.
Oh,
so maybe it's a something else. I don't know. It's the first time I ever heard that band. Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Great. We're back at it. We're ranking things.
I mean, I like that we're doing quick service today because I am a quick service consumer for, I would say 90% of my trips.
Yep. You don't have the time to sit or down the money. And enjoy your meal. You got to get to that next.
I mean, I definitely now have the time with, you know, being an AP, mm-hmm. but it's hard to justify the price tag. You know, you could really spend a grip for a whole day of fine dining at Disney.
Today we're going to keep it $14.99 and under.
I love
that's
it.
That's the quick service motto.
Yeah.
So I never thought that we would be ranking things that I never thought that I would care about these things. But I spent 4 hours researching and writing this compendium of
the Disney
knowledge.
World is all about the things like the garbage cans, like the little innocuous things that make it this wonderful place.
It is what adds up to the magic.
It is. And devil's in the details.
Boy, oh boy, are we going to talk about magic today.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about studios, Hollywood studios. It's old school MGM. They're coming at it hot with the quick service take. We got 9 quick service locations to talk about.
Let's just talk about Hollywood studios for a second.
Yes, please. Let's talk about your voice for a second.
Yeah, let's talk about my voice. I'm sorry. I lost my voice this weekend, guys. I don't know what happened. I'm not sick. I think it might be allergy related or something, but like,
I like it. I dig it. If you can keep it, I think that you have like a...
Ryan wants me to sound like I've been punched in the throat. I don't know. Like, I
How
was fully couldn't talk.
How many smokes does your co-host
None. Have. Zero. Never in my entire life. I completely couldn't speak on Sunday.
Okay.
Like, so that was a couple of days ago, and then it slowly is coming back, and I don't know why.
So I hope you.
I was at a rave.
I hope you a very long recovery because I like I like this sultry new new voice of yours.
I'll try to figure it out. I'll get like a voice box or something.
Yeah, we should just record a bunch on our things. We should just record a bunch of like
my outro.
Just like a bunch
the
of
dark
stuff.
Ride presented by Drunk District.
Yeah, or just like you like saying like. Random
just
stuff
saying,
like
start, oh, the start. Like
it, start the start. Start at the start. All sorts of stuff that we can use later on.
Okay, but Hollywood Studios is for a long time I felt like it was one of those parks where people were like it was kind of like an elbow, you know, like it was just people were just it wasn't like it's the main there. Thing. Like people were just kind of like
well same thing with the Animal Kingdom, right? Like the classic half day parks.
A nothing burger sort of a thing. But like the more and more people I talk to now, people will say Hollywood Studios is their favorite park.
Well, Star Wars brings in a lot of
Star Wars, Toy Story, you know, like I think there's a lot of drinking now at Hollywood Studios, low key the drinking park.
Yeah, I mean like is it though in comparison to Epcot?
I mean, I think it's easier to because
I would agree with
it's
that.
It's smaller and it's like there's certain places and you can get your thing.
You're not getting a workout along with buzz. You're just getting buzzed.
Just getting buzzed and you can just like get like cool little drinks. So I think I'm really proud of Hollywood Studios.
Oh,
I feel like it's finding its voice.
Yeah, it exited
unlike me.
Its teenage years and now it's happily in its early 20s. Being a debaucherous little park.
Yeah, I mean it is very patchwork, but maybe it is finding its voice because people are, you know, people enjoy just being in there. They like the vibe.
Yes.
I love the Sunset Boulevard vibe.
Okay.
I love hearing the Glenn Miller band. I like that vibe too. I like just kind of hanging out on Sunset Boulevard.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people do. They just love like sitting on a bench.
Well, we'll talk about a place that we can hang out at Sunset Boulevard within our list. So what do you think? Should we just get into these things?
I think we should. I'm sorry that I wanted to digress, but I just wanted to say I'm really proud of Hollywood
Studios. I mean, I'm proud of where it's come to a point.
It's going to have its own event in the holiday season. I'll be at it at the end of next month, Jollywood Nights.
Yeah.
It's getting its like first sort of like after. I know it's had like the after dark thing, but it's never had like a designated event.
Well, we'll have to cover that and let everybody
we'll
know.
We'll cover it.
What was up.
It's one of these things where it's like, who knows what it's going to be like?
Yeah.
Hearing all sorts of different things. Well, nobody knows for sure because it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, hopefully it's something that we... it's
supposed to be more adult.
Yeah, that's like enjoyable and not, you know, just 5 million people...
Well, see, that's
you know,
my fear.
...crowding for a, you know, popcorn bucket or something.
No, because I heard like there's like two parties. Like there's one at the Tip Top Club at Tower of Terror and then there's one at the Brown Derby, but like they have limited capacity.
What's a Tip Top Club?
The Tip Top Club is going to be in the courtyard of Hollywood's of the Tower of Terror.
Oh, they're finally opening a bar there?
No, it's like a you know, a party thing.
But it'll be
a
like,
thing.
But it'll be like a bar.
It's going to be like a bar, yeah, with food and drinks.
So,
at the Tower of Terror, which is like really cool.
Looks like I'm booking a ticket to Jollywood Nights.
But it's limited capacity.
What a fucking horrible name. Jollywood Nights.
Well, I think it's like
presented by Jolly Rancher.
I get it because it's like Hollywood, Jollywood, but also just sounds like Dollywood to me. Like,
do you think she'll make an appearance?
No.
No, she's got her own park to do that. Gotcha.
She's got her own park. Gotcha. Anyway, let's talk about quick service.
Okay, cool. So, like I said, there's 9 of these to cover. Oh, this is kind of like an at the bar episode, guys. And in fact, like we're not actually even drinking today because it's midday.
It's midday. We're gonna enjoy a nice Diet Coke.
Yeah, we're drinking Diet Coke.
We literally are.
You know, fresh out the bottle. We're not even dirtying our mugs for this one. So, you know, you at home, you know, make your favorite alcoholic beverage from these wonderful quick service locations.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my favorite alcoholic beverages is in the first one that we're going to cover, which is Woody's Lunchbox. Andy's taken his lunchbox and turned it into a backyard walk-up window serving tasty eats and treats only at Toy Story Land. Lasso your hunger with a meal from Woody's Lunchbox. This is the tagline. Woof. During your Toy Story Land adventures, be sure to drop by this food stop for a toy-rific meal, dishing out all sorts of tasty treats for an honorary toys. Woody's Lunchbox features classic American fare, old-fashioned soda floats, and other Toy Story-themed specialties like barbecue brisket melts, smoked turkey sandwiches, the 3 grilled cheese sandwich, and tachos. We talked about tachos when we did Pecos Bill last time that we did a quickies podcast, and we were all like, all about, why don't they have tachos? Tachos would be great. Well, you could just walk your ass over to Woody's Lunchbox and get some tachos.
Yep.
They also have that great Pop-Tart ripoff. And
I love that Pop-Tart.
And a delicious adult beverage, like I said at the start. And it's grown-up lemonade, which I know you're a big fan of, too.
I'm a big fan of that as well.
Yeah, it's delicious. You know, in general, like, the seating is all outdoors. It's pretty limited. It's pretty tight. It's
very limited.
Like everything else in Toy Story Land, shade is awful hard to come by over here. So I think that the food is probably better than anything. And the theming is nice, but, like, everything else is kind of, like, not so great here. How to get it, the...
Yeah.
Like, the... Everything about... Once you have your food in your hand, not so good. And even getting your food in your hand is kind of not so great.
It's not. It's not a setup correctly.
Yeah, like logistically, it's off.
It's off.
Yeah.
So this used to be my favorite, my go-to lunch spot, because I love the grilled cheese. I love the brisket melt.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Pop-Tart, and I love the grown-up lemonade. Like, I really, I would mobile order this back in my hotel. Because this was one of the ones
where... Oh, yeah, it takes some time here.
The mobile order takes some time.
So you would order it like...
I was ordering it like 10 a.m. for like a 1 p.m. lunch. But the last couple times I've ate there...
Dun, dun, dun.
Hair in the food.
No shit. Multiple times?
Multiple. I gave it... And I normally don't give a place... Like, if that happens to me in the city... I'll never give the place another shot. I'm very, like, very bad about that.
Shedding up in there.
Yeah, but this was three times.
Three different times. Three different hairs.
Three different hairs.
Same color.
One time it was red, and so that's why I knew it wasn't, like, my own. Because sometimes I'll be like, well, is it my own hair? Like, I'll kind of, like...
Oh, yeah, you do that mental trick. I do that mental trick all the time. Yeah, it's just me that smells. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
And, So it's like, I can't do it. I can't go back. It's expensive I will get the grown-up lemonade. You can mobile order that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get the Pop-Tart. But I'm not getting the food anymore.
No more melts. Go across the street and sit down for all you care to enjoy barbecue fiesta.
Yes. But the food is good, though.
Yes.
This is obviously not a reflection of the food.
Okay.
It's a reflection of... the establishment.
Yep. Agreed. So I think for today, what we're going to do is we'll just go through all of these, kind of giving little descriptions and our thoughts and stuff like that, and then we'll rank them at the end.
Okay.
So these are in kind of like no particular order as we go through, and then at the end we'll each of us will give our definitive of where things go.
All right. I'm still thinking about mine.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay. So next up...
All right, it's the ABC Commissary, my old...
alma mater.
Yeah, I used to work there. Lights, camera, eating. Feast on fare with international flair amid the Art Deco setting in this studio-inspired commissary. Price of 15 and under per adult. Mobile order is available. This is right off Commissary Lane. Entrees include chicken, pork, or plant-based dishes. You can get your appetite ready for dining for the chicken club sandwich... pork carnitas tacos, or plant-based California burger. They also have a cast of beverage in a supporting role. Yes.
These descriptions are directly off of the website.
And okay.
They are...
You've made an award-winning pick. Be sure to cast a beverage in this. Yeah, so it's just soft drinks, coffee. There's beer and wine.
This is how they talk about Coca-Cola products.
The cafeteria you never knew you wanted to work at.
Oh, so that part's mine.
That's part, yeah, because I did work there.
Yeah, and I was hoping we get maybe a story.
But I will say, there's a story about that cafeteria area. But that dining room is probably the biggest air-conditioned space in Hollywood Studios, right? Like, seating-wise?
It might be. I didn't get down, like, the actual numbers of seats. Backlot Express is also pretty big, so...
But Backlot Express is outdoor.
Well, they have a big indoor section as well.
But it's like a shed, right? Is it closed?
They have an outdoor section that's like outdoor. Then they have a shed section, and then they have an indoor section.
Okay.
And the indoor section is... It's
I know if it's like a super hot day, that commissary is the best pick for, because I feel like if I just, in terms of wanting to get like out of the heat, I think it is a good pick. One other thing I will say, this will be my last like horror food story. Mm-hmm. I think I talked about this on the podcast. The very last, was it the last trip? No, it was the time before that. I got the buffalo, I think it's called the buffalo grilled cheese sandwich from this place.
Okay.
And there was a wishbone in the food.
What is going on with your luck at the, the ordering?
There was a wishbone, and that was really weird. And I mean, they were very like, oh my God, and they, you know, like, they were like, you want a new one? I was like, no, I'm okay.
Was it just like marketing for the new Wish movie, or
maybe that was it. It was
viral marketing.
It was a new elemental of the sandwich.
Oh,
I
saw recently and pretty cute.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I mean, my niece and nephew like it. I gotta check it out. So the funniest story I have is like I actually liked when they would tell me to go like wipe down the tables, because I just kind of liked walking around instead of being in the kitchen. Like mm-hmm. I was normally scooping chili. Like when I worked there, it was like chili. back in the day in the aughts, and so I'd like to go wipe down the table, but I remember this one guy threw his tray of food because they didn't give him a fork.
Oh,
but the ironic part was
underreacted. I gotcha.
Yeah, the ironic part was like the forks were at the station, the condiment station.
Well, he's not getting his fork from, you know, where everybody else gets their forks.
So he said something like, I'm tired of this place, and threw his tray like clear across the dining room.
If you did something like that, you'd probably get trespassed.
You'd get trespassed, or definitely someone like be video recording you. Oh, you'd be all sure. over the internet.
Yeah.
Like, but then there wasn't people doing that, so.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah, so people got away with being, like, a nightmare like that. But I just remember,
I kind of feel bad for, those people, that guy, is still alive and well. And he's still a nightmare.
He's still a nightmare, yeah.
But, like, now, there's repercussions.
Yeah.
And he's, like, dreaming, like, at night, he, like, dreams back to the day. What if he could throw his chili against the wall?
What if he's doing shot put in the Olympics? What if he's leveled up?
This is his practice. Yeah, this is his practice session. he's going to Los Angeles, baby.
Be a star. But I remember, like, my boss, like, was, like, you know, he was, like, so nervous and horrified. And he looked at me and he's like, are you okay? And I was laughing. And he's like, you are a different breed, Adrian.
Well,
everyone else was so like, I was just like, this is crazy. And I was just like, laughing.
That's certainly true.
Another fun thing that they would do is if there were too much staff on, I don't know if they still do this, they would allow us to go right out front and they'd give us like an ABC commissary frisbee and we'd like throw it back and forth to people. And I like doing that too.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I would say it's like the sleeper out of all of these because like it's, there's not like big signage for it. Like you can kind of walk right by it and not notice it if you don't know it's there. You know,
it's like it's not like
this is located like
Commissary Lane. This is between like so, be like almost behind like to the side of the
Mickey and Minnie's, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
But a lot of people don't know what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be like if you worked at ABC Studios in Manhattan that you
it's themed to a cafeteria.
Like a cafeteria, yeah. Like you were there working there.
You can't but go I think wrong.
With they've it. Never really updated it. It looks exactly the same as when I worked there, 15 years ago. It's like pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think it works. It looks the same as it did in 98.
Yeah, it's just nothing. It's a nothing
burger.
Or 89,
whenever this opened.
They've leveled up the food, though, because like I said, I was scooping chili back then. I think there might have been a chicken sandwich. Like, it was very, very vanilla.
I mean, in general, right, across the board,
yeah.
Disney has done a good job with that over the past 20 years or so.
For sure.
Okay, next up, Backlot Express. Get your grub on with savory and flavorful dishes like the barbecue burger or Cuban sandwich. Desserts, beer, and soft drinks are also available. It's about $15 and under. Mobile orders are available. This is located next to Star Tours and the Jedi Training Academy. It offers a little bit more theming with like various studio items scattered about. Most of the seating is indoors, and the menu is pretty basic theme park fare, a lot of burgers and stuff like that. Their motto is a warehouse of good eating, which is not a very good motto for a restaurant. No. I don't really want to associate warehouses unless it's the spaghetti warehouse, and then I'm all for it.
Spaghetti warehouse?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see if we can get you one of those.
This is kind of like reminiscent. To me, this is reminiscent of like old school MGM studios. Mm-hmm. Like very 90s, which I like.
I do like that part of it. I agree.
At one time, they had a chicken and waffles Darth Vader waffle instead of Mickey waffle. And I thought I would let you know that, Adrian, because I know
Darth Vader. I know what
a fan you are.
I am a Darthy. I think that's what they're called.
A Darthy and a waffly.
I am.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, this is everything that you could have ever wished for on a plate, but no more. So, you know, bring those back. Bring those back, back lot.
Back lot.
There's lots of seating. A lot of it has AC indoors. There's also, like, the area inside with the AC is super dark. It's kind of, like, it's really strange. It's
yeah, not very, I'm remembering like, it now. It is strange.
It's not, like, a place that, you know, it makes you hungry. Like, you just kind of want to go to bed. I think you might want to, like, it's kind of like the vibe of, like, if you're in a Saw movie. You know, and like you have to escape, otherwise you might die like a horrific death, like a horrific French fry.
Well,
death.
This is this is a glowing. You know, it kind of looks like a place where you'd be murdered.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah. But with but very with very fries. Cute theme
with a side of fries.
Yeah.
The thing about this place is that I don't feel like if I had never been to Hollywood Studios. I wouldn't even know it was there. It's such a, like a strange, like I said, it feels like a shed. I would think it was a ride. I don't know. It's not, I don't think it's wayfinding is good.
I mean, I think that that's pretty bad all around, for studios in general, like all, specifically their wayfinding for quick service is, I think, pretty lacking.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if it's better in other places. Like, I don't know if I think about it, if it's better in other places, but I feel like if, when I pass Flame Tree Barbecue at Animal Kingdom, I know I'm passing a quick service.
Yes.
Even though it doesn't necessarily, it's themed nicely, but like that is just,
I wonder if it's 'cause like there, everything is like, it's in a natural environment. So like if it's a built structure, it's either a store or a restaurant, really, and everything else is like, you know, plants, right?
Yeah.
And then here, everything is building, and like you don't really know what is inside those buildings because it's like shaped to be like a studio, like with
sure.
big blocky buildings that don't really like,
yeah,
work.
But I agree with you that the nod to the back lot, which was
I like it
the ride of MGM was the probably the
back lot tour, yeah.
Yeah, like it gives a little nod to the past. And I ate there like in the summer and my food was good.
Okay. So
it's
yeah,
it's
I've not, I've heard that like although basic, the food is pretty solid.
It's decent.
Yeah.
It's on par with commissary.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
All right, now we got Catalina Eddie's and the rest of Sunset Boulevard spots. This is Catalina Eddie's Fairfax Fair and Rosie's All-American.
I figure we like group these all yeah. three into one. It's like
100%.
It's one spot.
These are the Sunset Boulevard
stands
that you see if you're walking towards Tower there on your left.
Mm-hmm. They look like it's kind of like the produce
yeah, they,
stuff
they,
like right on the
yeah
right
like
on
the orange bird is there
yeah.
and you know, so there's a lot of seating here. It's outdoor, though, but I find myself sitting there a lot. I just did, on my registration trip with Holly, we got a drink from that, I forget the name of the drink. It's one of these drink booths that's in there. We just mm-hmm. sat under an umbrella, and it was really nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fairfax Fair is a stand on Sunset Boulevard, easily identified as the only stand actually on Sunset Boulevard, directly across from Beauty and the Beast. We mentioned that. Specializes in bowls. Offering barbecue brisket, buffalo chicken, plant-based bowls, And seating is outdoors, and it shares it with Rosie's and Catalina Eddie's. I don't really remember what's in. Let's see. Oh, Rosie's. They got burgers. They also have a plant-based lobster roll, chicken nuggets. Eddie's has the Caesar Waltz, classic Caesar salad, mm-hmm. hot and fresh pizza. Hate it or hate it.
Pizza.
And lots Disney. Of outdoor shade. I mean, there's nothing you can't get over here.
It's fine. There's options to be had, especially if you have, like, a picky group that, like, oh, I want this, and I want that, I want this. There's, like, right. something for everybody in this general area.
There's always ample seating. Like, you don't ever have to, like, fight for a table.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of there's a lot of people, like, will grab something there if they're waiting for their lightning lane for a tower or Rock and Roller Coaster. You can find a lot of people just being like, let's grab a drink. And
sure. I find myself being like, this is a waste of space.
I don't...
Like I'd rather see this be something else, an attraction.
This should be
like
bulldozed and turned into something special.
Yeah.
It's on the most special...
It's on a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Like, Sunset Boulevard is not made better by this.
I think Sunset Boulevard would really benefit from a dope dining establishment right there, like a glitzy sort of 1930s vibe.
Well, we kind of have that with the Derby, with right?
The Derby, but we could use another one.
Okay.
Like on Sunset, where like it's almost, I want, like, you know how in Chefs de France they got the windows, like you know, you kind of like are able to look out. Like I want something that's a little bit more like some pretty lighting, like, yeah. Look out onto the street.
Enjoy the street vibe. So,
the street atmosphere, yeah. It doesn't have to necessarily be fine dining, but I think it could be like a nice place to get, you know, maybe a nice, you know, steak and lobster. A little surf and turf.
Not fine dining.
Nothing crazy, you know. All right, what's next?
Okay, next up we have Docking Bay Food,
Docking Bay 7
Food and Cargo. What a name. Cargo. Hungry travelers can fuel up on galactic grub at this local Black Spire eatery. Prepare your taste buds for takeoff. This restaurant housed in a working hangar bay. Disney's gone too far with this. These are dishes prepared with ingredients from across the galaxy, all of them delicious, but none of them familiar. Chef Strono Cookie Tugs has docked a food freighter loaded with fresh supplies, and he's ready to satisfy the appetites of visitors and locals alike with an array of exotic offerings. And then once you get your food, you can hang out in this, you know, pretty spacious indoor area, grab a table. And then they also say that they have outdoor seating, but it's very small, the outdoor seating. So
It is.
I would say that this is like, you know, like the only place that you can like really hang out in air conditioning within Galaxy's Edge. You know,
it's actually not in Galaxy's Edge.
What do you mean?
It's in the animation courtyard. What are you talking about, Galaxy's Edge?
Docking Bay 7 and Food Cargo?
Docking Bay 7?
Yeah. Docking Bay 7's in Galaxy's
Edge. Oh, wait, am I confusing it with a different...
I think you're confusing it with the next one that we're going to cover, which is Baseline Tap House.
No. No. Can I see it on the map?
You sure can.
I thought it was... Oh, am I confusing it with that place where you can meet and greet Darth Vader and all them? What's in the animation courtyard?
That's the neighborhood bakery.
No.
Oh.
What's that in the top left corner? That gray building.
This one? This is the Star Wars launch bay.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, they don't have food there.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is like the restaurant that's...
Yeah, I got it. No, I figured it out. I'm sorry.
This is where they have the tip yip.
Yeah.
Where they had the tip yip.
I'm not a humongous fan of this place.
No. I mean, the food's not bad, though. It's interesting enough. You know, I like that they were trying for something here. I think that's cool. Like, that they were going for, you know, a theme and at first when
it is cool inside.
Yeah. And when they first had this,
it was on those oil rigs.
It was like, you know, they didn't name anything like what it really was. Like chicken was tip yip. And, yeah. And I really like
that. Did you like the food? See, I ate here maybe twice. I didn't love the food.
I don't think I've eaten here. I think that every time I've come to Galaxy's Edge, I'm into the next thing that we're going to talk about here. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, they've got indoor seating. It's got AC. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's got a pretty good dessert, if I remember correctly.
It's good for hungry travelers who can want to fuel up on galactic grub.
Yeah.
All right, next we've got crowd pleaser, Baseline Tap House. Venture down to this cheery corner pub specializing in California brews and wine. The mood is an industrial buzz of modern-day downtown L.A. Bottled in the reimagined Grand Avenue area of Disney's Hollywood Studios. Among the bustling office and warehouse exteriors is a charming little brick building fizzling with character. The interior aesthetics pay homage to the Figueroa Painting Company, a mom-and-pop print shop that once enjoyed a flourishing partnership with Disney Studios. If you prefer the terrace, step outside and shade yourself under a picturesque tree canopy. I mean, it's interesting that they would say if you prefer, when I would say that 80% of the seating is in under the tree canopy, because inside it's just like one or two spots to sit. The food True. Is a flavor-forward menu of small bites and dreamy flights. And is the perfect way to savor this afternoon or cap an evening. Crowning glory of the Baseline House is the broad selection of California craft ales, lagers, and ciders. And there's also a gourmet selection of non-alcoholic beverages.
I mean, this is all about the booze, right? Like
they do have the huge Bavarian pretzel mm-hmm. slathered in mustard and beer cheese, which we love.
The beer cheese is good. And and they got those, you know, they have like little pickles.
They do have that, and they have like
cornichon.
They have like a cheese board. They have
charcuterie.
Yeah, they've got like pub food.
They've got this is the adult hangout.
And I love that this exists.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm glad that it exists. I just wish that
it's fine.
I just wish that it was something else.
Yeah, but it's kind of like
it's just like it's shitty architecture.
Yeah, but you got to think about this. If it was overly themed, mm-hmm. you'd never get in it. Just like the Ogus Cantina. Yeah, like you wouldn't get in it because it would just be like this thing where you can spend 45 minutes and you get rushed out. Like they need to have some things that are just like a bar, and that's what this is.
Yeah, that's true. And it is. I mean, like Ogus is not on our list today because Ogus is just like a bar. Even though they have like a couple food items, it's not like a food place.
And this place you need a reservation for it.
Yeah, this place you could like.
We're talking about quick service.
Yeah, this place is a good place to just jump in. You know, get your fix. Slam that beer, and
I love sitting here with a group of friends.
Yeah, this is a nice place to sit with a group of friends and you know watch the goings on whatever this boulevard is of broken dreams.
Boulevard of broken dreams.
Baseline is fine.
I like it.
Yeah. Next up, we have Pizza Rizzo right across the street.
So Pizza Rizzo, that's a
stop on by for
polarizing
quote unquote pizza, meatball sub or antipasto salad at this friendly neighborhood joint run by Rizzo, the wise cracking Muppet Rat.
We love him.
I do love him. You know, I love the fact that Pizza Rat is you know alive and well in Orlando.
Yeah, he's moved. He's a snow bunny. He's a snowbird. He's a snow rat.
It's snow snow mammals. It's themed after the Muppets. Rather than featuring the super popular Muppet like Kermit or Miss Piggy, it's all about Rizzo the Rat, and the decor is inspired by Rizzo and his extended family and friends who have decided to visit his restaurant over the years.
He has hundreds of brothers and sisters.
Of course.
He said it in Muppet Christmas Carol.
And it feels just like home, New York City, but in Florida. Rats and pizza. Love it.
So I made a thread and a TikTok where I said... the girl who used to bully me in high school, asks me what the best place to eat in Walt Disney World is. And then I go, I'm going to say Crystal Palace. And because that's my 9/11.
Yeah. Jesus.
You know, it's my least favorite. And people went crazy in the comments. You know, they're like, you should have said Tony's. You should have said Pizza Rizzo. Like, those two came up so much.
Because they're, like, Crystal Palace stands? Like, what is this?
They're like, Crystal Palace is great. I'm like, oof.
All right, well, then it
send
was,
your
then
bully to Crystal, yeah. to Pizza Rizzo. Well, I'm going to send my bully here.
It's perfect because, like, she could go there and be like, wow, Adrian has a weird taste. Like, I get it.
I think it's like, if this was a real scenario, you can't pick the worst.
No, you got to pick something that's secretly the worst.
Secretly the worst. Like, yeah. Come on, if you're going to be cunning, like, learn how to do it. Like, it's like being like, you know what? Someone was like, you better tell her a turkey leg. And I'm like,
ugh. They're delicious. Why would we tell you that? What, so we could see her looking awesome walking down the street carrying a 4-pound leg of meat?
No, place your bets on Crystal Palace.
Unfortunately, although Disney does so many things better than anybody else out there, pizza's just not really one of those.
No, it's not.
I think the theme idea is fantastic. I love Rizzo. I love the Muppets. But the physical space, the architecture, the way it looks, like the stuff that's on the walls, this is not like the restaurant I want it to be. I think I would want it to be like a red checkered,
yeah,
old school sauce joint with animatronic rats running around. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
This is just not that.
I would think it would be cute if they made the Muppets look like pictures of the Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's like a very, like, they should have had them all like in black
Rizzo
and white
suits. Phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's what they should do.
And
a picture of one of them with Bob Goulet. I mean, like,
oh, yeah.
It's always.
And even have like a table place in the back that like has maybe animatronics of them at the booth.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and they're just sitting there like talking.
Yeah, just whispering about.
Yeah, just like, you know.
Making plans. Yeah.
We're gonna
get that beaker.
Every once in a while. Do I look like a joke to you? Do I look like a clown?
That should have been the theme.
And then he stabs him with a pen. Yeah, so I think more animatronics and less shitty atmosphere.
Yeah.
But, you know, AC, indoor, I don't know. Near Galaxy's Edge. So it's quick, easy.
Yeah, carbs. I mean, everyone hates it, so you're likely to...
You'll get in quick.
All right, and last and certainly least, Dockside Diner.
Oh, we have two. We have two more.
Oh, sorry. That's true. 9. All right, penultimate and certainly penultimate, Dockside Diner. Cast your anchor at this open-air tramp steamer eatery that pays homage to the 1950s California crazy architecture. It's an ideal place to... rock and dine and dock and dine. Serving up shrimp and salad rolls and chipotle chicken. Oh, this is awful. It's right on Echo Lake. It's across from Gertie.
I love Gertie.
I do love Gertie. They've got hot dogs and specialty hot dogs and other bun items. No AC, but plenty of umbrellas.
Mm-hmm. this is sort of like... Hollywood's version of Casey's.
Yeah, but...
but not good.
They need a place to have hot dogs, right?
You need a place for hot dogs, for specialty hot dogs, for, shrimp salad on a roll.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. But I know some people are like, I want some healthy options.
But it's not healthy. So
well, that makes them feel that way.
Stop kidding yourself and go get a Mickey bar across the way at Gertie's. Yeah. So Gertie's is the ice cream stand, and I wish that we were talking about that, but it technically doesn't fall into quick service, even though that's what I eat when I'm there.
Yeah.
Is
girl
Mickey bars.
Dinner.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's the big boat.
It's the big boat, which is a cute...
it's a cute boat.
It's a cute boat, but to make
California
a choice...
crazy architecture. Ooh.
To make a choice to eat here over any other places is not a wise one.
This is, for me, I'm like, you've never been here before. Like, as I walk by, I'm like, oh, you're a first-timer.
Yeah, yeah.
Cute.
Yeah, it's like seeing somebody in Times Square taking a picture in front of the billboards.
Yeah, with a Mickey that smells strongly of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it is. It's a big boat that serves dogs. Last but not least, one of my favorites.
Me too.
Ronto Roasters. Technically, this is more of a stand than a quick service. However, it's one of our favorites, so we're including it. Sink your teeth into savory grilled sausage and roasted pork wraps at this exotic meat stall. As you wander the market, follow the intoxicating scent of grilled meat wafting through the air at Ronto Roasters. It's a favorite stop for crews prepping for their next mission. This is inside Galaxy's Edge. Inside the waiting area for your food, there is a hanging pod racer engine that's heating up a spit full of meats and a pitmaster robot that's turning the mechanical spit, grilling a large side of Ronto, which is a massive beast that's native to the planet Tatooine. These pieces of meat are gross looking.
They're gross looking, and you know what? I love the theming idea that we're eating something that doesn't exist. Like,
it is fun.
I like that.
It is fun, and like when they put it all together, it is a sandwich that you never thought that you would want to eat.
I love the breakfast one.
It's so good
for me. I think this is advice for the collective. If you're going to Hollywood and you want to get a good breakfast that is affordable, mobile order the breakfast Ronto wrap, and then right next door, mobile order the Black Calf cold brew, and then sit in that area, and you see stormtroopers going by. It's like having a character dining with actual good food.
Yeah, absolutely, and a much better atmosphere. What is the character dining at
Hollywood and Vine?
Glee.
It's terrible.
We're never going to talk about it.
No.
The breakfast Ronto wrap, as Adrian said, is also fantastic, but they also have plant-based items pork rinds.
Yeah.
Because why not have the both of them right next to each other? Make people guess a little bit. Very little seating, no AC, but this is, like we said, kind of like a stand. It's more for, like, food on the go, so...
Yeah. But there's definitely seating. I always get seating in there.
Okay. So I've written down my list as we were going. Have you?
I am done, yes.
Okay, cool. How do you think we should do this? Last to first? First to last?
I think we should do our first. We each tell each other what the first is.
Okay.
Because I think the last is always finding out the big dog of the show, right? Or what do you like to find out?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
You want to start at the bottom?
Whatever.
How do you feel?
From the bottom, now I'm here.
Started from the bottom, now I'm here. We're going to start from the bottom. All right, let's go. Number nine, what do you got?
Number nine, I've got Fast Time Eddies.
I got Dockside.
Okay. I've got the Sunset Boulevard stands. I just want to see them not be there.
Not exist, yeah.
Yeah,
but while they exist, I think they're better than the Dockside.
Well, you know, some of us like hot dogs more than others.
I like hot dogs.
Number eight.
Pizza Rizzo.
I've got Dockside, so I didn't like it that much more. Number seven.
I've got Docking Bay 7.
I've got Pizza Rizzo. This is interesting because at number six, I have Docking Bay 7. So we're just like one off.
And number six, I have Sunset.
Okay. So now we're at number five.
I've got Backlot.
I've got Baseline Tap House.
Okay.
I think, you know, I guess number one, it's not really food oriented.
Yeah.
And then I just don't like the theme all that much. So
sure.
It seems like very basic bitch.
Okay. You don't like it.
I feel like I want to like it so much, but then I went in there and I was like, ah.
I will also say that the last time I was there with my friends, that's when I got that buffalo chicken sandwich that had and I just brought it over. Like, I was eating it at Baseline, and then my other friend, who's been on the podcast, Emily, she went to Backlot, got something and brought it over.
So they're doing the old Starlight Lounge.
Yeah. Just
the old Sunny Eclipse trick.
The old Sunny Eclipse trick, yeah.
Where you go
to, we all got, like,
you go to the nice place, but you eat food from elsewhere.
Yes.
smart move. That's a pro tip, everybody.
Yeah, it's a pro tip. Insider tip.
Your number five.
Oh, I did five. I said Backlot.
No, oh, yes.
You said Baseline. So number four, I have ABC.
Ditto. Tie.
Cheers. Diet Cokes for everyone.
Cheers to the, not to the Imagineers on this one, because they didn't imagine anything. It's a cafeteria.
No, my number three is Baseline.
My number three is Backlot.
Switch.
Yeah.
All right, number two. Now this is where we. It sounds like we both got the same.
We might be tied in. So my number two is Woody's.
So it's mine.
All right.
Cheers.
Meaning that number one, the one that shouldn't even exist on the list.
Yeah.
But it is delicious, and it's something that like is interesting and different.
Yeah.
And yet very familiar. Like when you're eating it,
yeah.
You know, you're like, this is all new and cool and exotic, but then it's not because it's basically just a hot dog.
It's basically just a nice burnt hot dog.
Yeah.
Ronto Roasters wins the thing. Also, too, you mentioned in your intro the walking taco. This is like the walking taco of Hollywood Studios. You could literally get it, too, and walk with it.
For
it's
sure.
Not like you have to
Yep.
You have to like sit and have it because it comes in a piece of paper and you can just walk and eat it.
And it's really good.
It's really, really good. We're fans.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's a definitive list.
I like this.
If you're going there, don't go to Fast Time Eddie's or
Dockside.
Or Dockside, but do go to Ronto Roasters.
Do Rontos or Woody's?
Just be careful for hairs.
Just make sure that nobody with long hair is working that
day. Adrian, if you could add a quick service location that's like on theme,
yeah,
somewhere to the studios, what would you do?
Okay, I would make a themed quick service called Tower of Tastes.
Ooh.
And it would have like seafood tower, mini seafood towers, and like little.
Okay.
And like little things that are like even on sticks, like anything that you could like hold up.
Okay.
So it's on theme with like tower, like sticks of chicken, like kebabs.
And when you drop it on the ground, it's like the free fall. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. But I just like the idea because I feel like there's not, like I know that at Dockside they got that like grilled chicken. But like I would like something where it's like, it feels like a little bit, like a fish place that's a little bit like quick servicey,
that's
fried.
That's not shrimp salad.
It's not shrimp salad.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm calling it Tower of Taste just to be cute, but you know, I'm thinking something like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I've got a couple. The first one is Hollywood Tower Hotel as well. Mm-hmm. I would do the hotel room quick service, which you get stuffs like on carts, kind
Cute.
Of like similar to Be Our Guest.
Yeah.
But so like maybe it's not quite quick service. Maybe it's like
I know,
somewhere
I like that
in
idea.
Between. You know?
You know, there's a place here in New York. We have the TWA Hotel.
Yep.
And they have a restaurant there where it's themed that like the food is supposed to be like that old fashioned like airplane food.
But
it's good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Something like that is a cool idea, like that, where it's like it's themed to like maybe like old fashioned, like you know, like real, like or just like room service food.
Yeah,
that
like
comes with
it
like
comes
this,
with the big cloche on it.
Yeah, 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 that
exactly.
would be cool. I like
yeah,
that.
I think that would be fun, and you know, maybe it would be either like in a, like a room full of beds, which would be weird. And
I don't know if they could do that,
or like a. You know, like little booths that are made to look like beds.
They could make it look like the hallways of a.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe hotel.
These are both places that would be great if they bulldoze Sunset.
Of course,
Sunset Boulevard, and they put these in.
And then I have another one for that general area for them to bulldoze Sunset. You know how like I love a goofy movie.
Yes,
and it doesn't get enough like love. There's like a weird part in that movie where they go to a possum themed. Amusement park.
Yes.
And I think that like having like this deranged country bear jamboree slash world's weirdest Chuck E. Cheese
okay.
type environment.
I love
but
this.
But it's all possums.
This is excellent,
and,
Ryan.
And
if they retheme Rock and Roller Coaster
to Powerline,
then that would be great
right
to have
right
next door.
Yeah, so that's the idea.
I think you just fixed Hollywood Studios,
right? And then I don't know what they would serve, like you know, fake roadkill and stuff like that.
Well, they could do a similar shtick to Ronto, where they
yeah.
name it like stuff, but it's not
exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
So that would be fun. I think so,
I love these ideas.
Yeah, so that's the plan.
It's a really cute little quick services we came up with.
Call me up, Bob. We'll get it working.
Hit the old buzz.
So I think that's it. I think we fixed quick service along the studios.
I love talking about quick service. This episode boosted my mood. I hope it boosted you guys out there too. Let us know.
Yeah, let
reviews.
Us know. Hit us up. Hit us up on drunkdistory@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And We're always, the Dark Ride is presented by Drunk Distry, and it's always available every Wednesday on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever your podcasts are available. The show is free, but you can always pay us by simply liking and subscribing, giving us a 5-star rating and a quick review. You can also just tell a fellow Disney Parks loving friend to listen. Feel free to hit us up, and please follow us on Instagram at The Dark Ride Podcast and TikTok at Drunk Distry for tons and tons of great theme parks content. Thanks for joining us, and remember to always keep your kingdom cool. I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved. I just want a quickie, no bite marks, no scratches, and no hickeys. If you can get with that, mommy, come get with me. I don't wanna be loved, I don't wanna be loved. I just want a quick fix, up in your mix, miss. Send me a wish list, I have you addicted. So mommy, come hit this. Mommy, I really